terms, and I know that that was one of them. But I have not the faintest idea what it was because I really wasn't that interested.
I'd like to see that book.
It's at the museum, huh?
I
think it was in that book. Mm-hmm. I have quite a number of books on old terminology. I'll go look and see if I have some here in a minute.
When you're growing cotton, you have to get out, thin the cotton out with a hoe. What do you say you're doing to it?
Oh, there was a term beside thinning, but I don't remember what it was.
Did you ever hear chop cotton? Or
yes. But chopping cotton, well, that was partly thinning, but also chopping weeds.
Uh-huh.
You see, chopping cotton was also chopping weeds. I think both,
mm-hmm.
the term covered both. Let's see if I don't have this dictionary. Oh, I believe it's upstairs.
What different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Probably Johnson grass, maybe crab grass, but we would have all called nearly anything that grew up in the cotton field a weed,
mm-hmm.
because it wasn't supposed to be there.
What different kinds of fences did people have around here, or would they have nowadays?
Well, nowadays, most everyone will have a cyclone fence or a hurricane fence, and those are the same thing, just chain link.
Mm-hmm.
But you might also have a picket fence, and of course a lot of people had split rail fences,
mm-hmm.
in early Texas before you had a barbed wire, and barbed wire is what we call it instead of barbed wire,
uh-huh.
a barbed wire fence.
So if you were going to set up a fence like that, you'd have to dig holes for the...
You'd have a post hole digger,
and
you'd put a post in it, and then you'd string your wire,
uh-huh.
with a stretcher.
And talking about the post, you'd talk about several... You'd have more than one, you'd have several...
Posts, yeah.
And this picket fence, was that nailed together or woven together?
No, it would have been nailed.
And what would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Rock wall.
And when you have chickens, the place you could put the mother hen and the baby chicks, it's a little thing you could set them in.
Oh, yeah. But I don't remember what it was called other than the cage. You used to have, they used to have little wire cages that they put one mother hen in sometimes, but most of them were just around wild, mm-hmm. in the chicken yard.
Did you ever hear of a coop or cook?
Oh, yes. But not from my own personal knowledge, really. I know what a chicken coop is, but coops were used for more than just putting the mother and the young one in. We used to call it a coop when you had a whole lot of chickens that were there for sale, and you know, they used to sit in a coop on the side of the store alive, and you picked out your chicken and took it home, and you either wrung its neck or you chopped its head off,
uh-huh.
and I never could wring one's neck.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Brooding hen.
And
with a Y, you know.
Say if, if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of
China.
And an egg made out of that would be a...
China egg.
And when you're...
Or a glass egg, you know. Uh-huh. I think sometimes they called them glass, but they were China.
When you eat chicken, there's a bone like this.
Wishbone.
Huh?
Wishbone. Also called a pulley bone.
Which would you probably call it?
Well, I call it the wishbone. But we called it pulley bone, too, because that's what you did, you know, children. There were four of us growing up, and we were always fighting for the wishbone to see who got to pull and get their wish.
Which end would you want to get?
Oh, the long end. You get your wish.
And something you could carry water in would be a...
Pail? Bucket?
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
None as far as I can tell.
Which term would you be more likely to use?
I think I would use them interchangeably.
And what you could carry...
You know, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Uh-huh.
But I rather suspect that a pail... the word would be used in connection with something that you think of a milk.